All right, this is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Thursday, June 14th. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Susan Campriello writes in the Daily Mail that the Cairo Town Planning Board approved site plans for three prayer buildings, a truck access road, and 225-space parking lot at the Maihana Buddhist Temple Retreat in South Cairo on Ira Vale Road following a public hearing Tuesday night, June 12th, and determination that the project would not have a significant effect on the environment. Engineer Elliot Fishman, representing the retreat, told the board the new prayer buildings will resemble others at the complex, while the parking lot would accommodate visitors during the retreat's infrequent larger gatherings, such as a Chinese New Year celebration. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. The New York Times reported on Wednesday, June 13th, that the gas drilling technique known as high-impact hydraulic fracturing or hydrofracking may be coming to New York State. However, Governor Andrew Cuomo has proposed a plan that limits it to counties bordering Pennsylvania. Those are areas are located in southwest New York region, primarily Broome, Chemung, Chenango, Steuben, and Tioga counties. Hydrofracking will only occur in communities in those counties that support the process. This means that if this as-yet unproposed plan were to become law, hydrofracking would be banned in Catskill Park aquifers and nationally designated historic districts, and of course not anywhere near the WGXC listening area at the Times reports. Barbara Reyna reports in the Register Star that Greene County resident Dallas Twombly intends to get his name on the November ballot in the 102nd Assembly District. He is seeking the endorsement of the Independence Party. In the alternative, he will run as an independent candidate. A former analyst for the state assembly is planning a walking tour of the 102nd to personally connect with voters one-on-one. Trombley told the paper his ideas are a mixture of real statutory reform, real and permanent cost benefits, and community involvement. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Jimmy Vilken of the Times Union spoke with the Duanesburg School Board President Celia Chagic prior to the formal kickoff of her state Senate campaign Tuesday, June 12th. It's pronounced Kochik, is one of three Democrats competing to run against Republican Assemblyman George Amador in the newly established 46th District. Kochik told Vilken she supports an increase in the minimum wage, legislation to subject hydrofracking drilling fluids to hazardous waste regulations, and allowing local governments to zone for drilling within their boundaries. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. You're listening to WGXC News on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.